It's time for Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Jared Allen is presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Skydeck, yeah, make some noise here. It is Vikings Country, fourth floor Mall of America, Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. That's where we are here, 6:30 every Wednesday. To my left, if you're watching on FSN on Sunday morning at 11, we tape this. This is Jared Allen.
But we don't edit. No. It's all legit right here, yeah. Coming straight at you. Dude, check out the crowd.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm not going to lie. For 2-8, I'm proud of you guys. Because we kind of suck right now, but you guys are awesome. So
you know what really kind of sucks is that last week, Greenway comes in here with a little bit of a chest cold and that whole, and he's like, sounded like James Earl Jones. His voice was like way low. He got me
cool.
He got me sick.
Did he?
Yeah.
You're not sick
I'm
right
not
now.
Feeling that great right now, though.
Well, you need to back up, because I got a child at the house, and I'm not bringing
it up. I know.
So back it up.
Back up. I figured if I drink alcohol, then it should be better, right?
Well, you know, the old adage, kill it from the inside out.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, if you get a cut, you put alcohol on it, so it's the same kind of thing, right?
Or chewing tobacco. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, like old cowboys and stuff like that. They'll take, if you get cut out in you're hunting or something,
yeah,
just take a dip of skull and put it in there, and you're good to go.
Have you ever done that?
No, because I chew Red Man, or I chewed Red Man. I don't chew anymore, but I figured I'd just put some cloth on it, and I have a first aid kit, put a Band-Aid on it, like normal people.
Well, you're not going to do like the Rambo thing?
But
where
yeah,
you
if,
take
you, if
the...
you want to, step it with some chewing tobacco and you'll be all right.
Yeah, so you got me sick, so I'm not excited about that. And you know what else I'm not excited about? Seriously, can you do me a favor?
What's up?
Next time the Chad...
Well, you can do me a favor. Back it up a little bit.
I'm trying
you?
To back up. Next time the Chad actually gets in, he's about to get a sack, can you just tackle him so we don't have to see this leg kick thing he does?
I love the high kick.
You
it's
do?
It's aggressive. Yeah, we root him on for the high kick. It's been a while since we've seen the high kick, and so he gets good extension.
Right.
And he gets crazy. No, Chad had a phenomenal game last game. EJ played his butt off, and so did Kevin Williams. It was nice to see those guys go out there and tear it up. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't tear it up as a team. But, Greenway's high kick, I like it. It's unique, and it's just kind of it's in your face, like, bam!
It got
like,
really high.
Bam, high kick. Yeah.
It used to be like, you know, like I would kick before. It was just kind of like low and just, oh. But now, last game, that actually really got up there. So he must be working out.
Yeah, you know, he's stretching. He's stretching. Yeah, I see him doing lots of stretches on the sidelines.
I'm so pumped. Today I put my lights up for the holidays. It was so nice out.
Yeah, we had someone put them up a couple weeks ago or last week.
Nice.
So that was nice, but they're not set to turn on until like after Thanksgiving. I don't know if we're paying like per wattage or what it is, but yeah, that's when they're coming off. Like the rest of the neighborhood already has them up, so we look like the jerks right now that didn't light their house.
But you don't put them on
but
yet.
We really have them up. Yeah, because it's not even over. It's like pumpkins are still out front.
Right.
I haven't put the wreath on the door yet.
Exactly. Well, and then I drive up here. I'm feeling kind of proud, kind of Clark Griswold, you know. Woo! Yeah. All right, I rocked it a little bit. Then I got to drive up on Cedar here, and there's a guy here in Bloomington. He lights up like a 75-foot huge oak tree every damn branch.
We get it, dude. You got spirit, all right? We get it, bro. Yeah, there's some people down at the end of our road that have, like, this conglomerate of lights that don't make sense. Like, get new lights.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Update?
Update. Like, the multicolored big bulb where, like, the paint's falling off so it's half red, half white.
Right.
It's not doing it anymore. Like, get some organization. Don't just throw some crap in some trees and then hang some on the wires and you got blinking stars. And I believe the cops actually had to come down and turn it down because it was like people were crashing. Like, oh, what? They thought like an alien landed at this dude's house or something. I appreciate the lights.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go that crazy and you're going to get that aggressive with it by doing like the whole house and all the trees, like do it with some style. Make sense of it. Color coordinate. You know what I mean? I'm not saying everything has to be white. White looks the best.
Yeah. It's not tacky.
No, it's not tacky.
Yeah.
But, you know, do something cool. You know, make a 15-foot snowman or something. That's cool.
Do you do the inflatables?
Pool. No, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, we made a snowman when it snowed a couple years back.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
But no inflatables for you? Those, like, ridiculous ones where Santa...
I try not to do anything that takes a lot of effort. That's kind of where my... where I go
stops.
With that. Yeah, you know? So if it requires me to, like, go outside and put light. We didn't have lights up until I found out there's a company that you can call and they'll come put lights up.
Oh yeah.
A, because I've watched Christmas, you know, Vacation a lot.
Great show.
And I'm not going to be sitting there on my ladder and fall over, not doing it. My roof's got some peaks on it. You know. B, it's hella cold in Minnesota. I'm not sure if people know that. It's really, really cold here. And I'm not, what am I going to, yeah, that is a death wish going up on a roof.
Yeah, these nice, dudes, wait till it's all full of snow and
yeah,
slick.
So you know what? And then, again, if I put them up, they're staying up all year. I'm not the guy that's going to go take
them up
and down.
You're going to trailer park it, aren't you?
I'm not going to up and down it. So here's the deal. If my neighbors don't want me to trash it up, then either A, I'm not going to have lights, or we're going to have something to do with it.
Hey, today it was another exciting moment for me because I'm driving home and in my own neighborhood, I see this woman and, you know, I'm a big dog lover and I know you love dogs. I see this woman and I've never seen this before. You know those baby papooses that you wear on the front where the kid could either face this way or towards you?
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? The baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
Love them.
She had her damn dog in there, facing outward, just little legs going like this as she's walking around.
The dog Bjorn. Like, yeah. I didn't even know they existed.
I think it was an actual baby Bjorn. Wow. She just modified it for the pooch.
Wow. That's getting aggressive.
Yeah.
That's like Beverly Hills Housewives aggressive.
The dog can't be comfortable with that. And why are you taking the dog for a walk when you actually do all the walking for the dog?
Exactly. Like, I hope the dog peed all over it and just defecated himself, like, you know, just out of spite.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's crap.
Thanksgiving coming up right around the corner here, of course, tomorrow.
I love Thanksgiving, by the way.
Thanksgiving. Now, did you kill your own turkey? Because in my head, you got like a loincloth on.
No.
You got a dagger in your teeth that you actually scored yourself out of stone and that. Please tell me you didn't just go down the aisle and pick one out.
Yeah, I did. First of all, because fall turkey hunting is hard.
Yeah.
And I had a baby, so I haven't been hunting, you
sure.
know. Second of all, yeah, it's hard. You're not allowed to call. You can't do anything. And I didn't read the regulations this year because I knew I wasn't going to be able to hunt.
Right.
So why even tease myself with what I could be killing?
Sure.
You know, but I would love to have harvested my own turkey. So no, we fried it up, and I did Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago.
Right.
You know, in-laws and my folks were in town, so parents cooked, and then being savvy like me and my wife are, we made ourselves some plates as a leftover plates.
Nice.
Covered them up, put them in the freezer, so come tomorrow, I'm pulling it out, putting it in the oven.
Yeah.
I got all the trim, and everything's done.
Beauty.
Done. Just the three of us hanging out, you know, watching a little football, and, you know, it's going to be lovely.
You know, last week at Mall of America Field, I love to see this. Paulie Jr. hit the field with the new bike that he built for your foundation, your Wounded Warrior, Homes for Wounded Warrior Foundation. How cool is that? Did you go out to New York and meet up with those guys?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, well, yeah, the show aired actually last May or April, so we went out there this last off season, and you know, I actually called them up during last season, and. And see if we could do the bike for the foundation. And then after, you know, we got to know, we got talking, and he got to hear more about the foundation, what we're doing. He actually built the thing for nothing.
Nice.
And so we partnered up with him, and, you know, all the shirts that you can buy on his website or our website go directly to our foundation, all the proceeds from the shirts. Mm-hmm. And then basically, with any event we have, we can bring the bike out to, and then everyone he travels, he brings the bike with him. And so we've got to go out there for the unveiling and watch him, you know, do some stuff on it. And, we did actually have a Jeff Foxworthy show, which I'd never really actually seen Jeff Foxworthy stand up versus, except for like, what was that?
Blue Collar
Comedy Tour. Yeah. Yeah, dude is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even aside, because he was just here this last weekend, they had Them Idiots World Tour.
Yeah.
It was at the XL Energy Center, and I went to that. Larry the Cable Guy was a headliner. Foxworthy was right before him, and then Bill Engvall. But
see,
Larry just knocked it out.
Not an Engvall fan.
Yeah.
And not really a Larry the Cable Guy fan, because the accent's fake.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we get it. Get her done.
Yeah.
You get the new joke. Get done. Get that done. Write that, pal. Huh? Get that done.
This is Vikings Country. We're here at the Skydeck Sports Grill in Lanes, 4th floor Mall of America. We're here every Wednesday, 6:30. That's when we come on out here. Jared Allen is hanging out with us here this week. Did you get to go meet Mikey from OCC? from the
All those guys were out there.
He's my favorite. He's kind of dope, but I love
him. Yeah, he's cool. He's all ours. He was with Pollock, and, you know, their split is serious. So, like, you think some of that stuff is staged?
Yeah.
Nah, those dudes build all their own bikes. I mean, Paul Jr. and Vinny and all those guys, they're in there. They're hands-on everything. Vinny, by the way, is awesome. Like, we got to meet the whole crew, and just a bunch of good dudes, very family-oriented, and so, man, it was really cool. But, yeah, Mikey's pretty funny, and they all got their own sense of style. And they're actually up there in the sticks up in New York.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, in Orange County up there in northern New York. Now, recently this week, you helped out Kevin Williams, who, of course, we already talked about that, a great game that he had last week against the Raiders. But his charity event, who really is the gamer when it comes to bowling on the team?
You know what? I got to be honest. I wasn't able to make it.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I had to text him and say I had baby duties, you know what I mean, trying to give Amy a break. And I let him know in advance. But, yeah, actually, Pat was probably the best bowler on our team.
Really,
yeah,
Pat
that
Williams?
Was Pat's deal that Kevin took over.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Pat was actually a bowler.
I could see him in a bowling shirt.
I could throw the ball. Yeah. Ray was actually a good bowler, too. Fred Evans is pretty good. I'm the straight guy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw it straight.
Yeah.
And you
head
know,
pin,
and
that's
see,
it.
And see what happens. I'm gonna let the bird dog hunt. You
right.
know what I mean? So you know
a lot of splits in your game then.
Yeah. Bowling alleys are pretty awesome. I don't know why I don't frequent them more often.
Oh, they have everything you need.
Really they do.
You're wearing somebody else's shoes.
Yep.
Can you actually even find shoes that will fit you?
Absolutely. You know what I do hit up sometimes is the Cosmic Bowl over there in Excelsior Bowl.
Yeah.
You go there on a Thursday night, you're like the only one there. They throw some Cosmic Bowl on for you.
Crank
it's creepy
music.
Slash awesome at the same time. So you're like, I don't really know how I feel about being the only person besides the two, like, shoe guy and the bartender. I don't know why it takes two people to run the same thing when there's no one there, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a good time. So, yeah, you just kind of go in there, and it's like all of a sudden the lights dim. Like, because they're on when you walk in.
Right.
Like, you want a Cosmic Bowl? And then things
why
just
wouldn't
get,
I?
Yeah, things just get weird. You're there by yourself. Your teeth are glowing in the bright, you know, the black lights.
And so is the dandruff that's on the head, on the shoulders.
I'm telling you, Excelsior Lanes knows how to party.
Nice, nice, nice. You know, there's nothing beats a good Cosmic Bowling. You know, you actually can do that here. Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes with all the great things they got going on here as well. So look into that. AP, is he going to play this week?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I think he has a sprained ankle. That's for coaches to decide and the trainers, and I stay out of that. I'm more worried about what we got to do, you know, from a defensive line standpoint to stop the run and get after the quarterback.
Then there's plenty of injuries, obviously, with Winfield out and, you know, 2-8.
I was going to say, at 2-8, I think everything hurts a little more.
Suddenly my hamstring's out. Oh, man.
I've noticed that a little, too. Like, you know, my shin hurts. Like, what happened? I hit myself with a baseball bat. We're 2-8.
Your shin should hurt. Hey, you watch the game.
If anybody wants to put a mask on and jump me in the parking lot, I have insurance, so let's just get it done.
But no, seriously, against the Raiders, my God, it was tight ends, it was fullbacks. I mean, your shin's got to be just a mess after that game.
Yeah, you know, I don't really mind when they throw up top, but yeah, when they throw at your knees, it's a little scary. But hey, it happens. You know, we fought to come back, we had a chance to win the game. You know, I swear we're like the bridesmaid in every game. You know, just this close. But one of these days we'll get it done, and I can only apologize so much.
Yeah, don't do that.
So I'm done doing that.
We have six games right now.
We're going to try to win these next six and see what happens. But, hell, it's rough. It's rough right now. 2-8, it's rough.
Well, we head to the ATL. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up here in our second segment. Vikings Country is going on here at the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. We do this every Wednesday at 6:30, and we will for the rest of the season as well. Our second segment's coming up on the way. Make a little noise here, guys. We're having a little fun, having a good time. This is the biggest party night of the season, basically, and of the year.
Pretty much. I get it.
Yeah, so let's have
some
fun.
They allow your kids in the bar.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Well, that's because you're here, and you're a family man.
Family man. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. It is all about family. Well, are we going to do what we're thankful for?
Oh, we will do that coming up here in the second segment. We got that coming up on the way here on The Fan.
Now, back to Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
All right, here we are once again at the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. This is Vikings Country. I am Musk. This is Jared Allen. Make a little noise here, Skydeck.
Welcome back to our slice of heaven.
Yes.
This 30 minutes is what I look forward to every week.
every
other week.
Making the Twin Cities dumber 30 minutes at a time.
It is amazing how they've actually asked us to come back
I'm shocked. What,
3 years now?
Honestly, even just making it this far this year alone. I mean,
because let's be honest, we say some dumb things.
pretty bad. Yeah, I can't even argue that at all. Yeah, I kind of want to, but I can't.
We talked about poop.
Yes.
And butt worms.
Yeah. If anybody would have told me 19 years into my career this is where I'd be, I'd probably not have ever gotten into radio.
I probably would have went to college. Make that a lesson to y'all. Stay in school. Or you'll be two fools on a mic trying to make people laugh.
But it's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a very good time.
We enjoy it. And that's what really matters.
It's just to entertain ourselves. Hey, fans, Pro Bowl balloting is now open. Go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl and vote for your favorite Vikings players like Mr. Jared Allen, Adrian Peterson, and Chad Greenway. You can vote today. Vote very often. Just go to NFL.com/Pro Bowl. So, obviously, a lot of people have been making a lot of noise about the 13.5 sacks and the consecutive games and stuff like that. Do you think about that at all? Is it something that you go, okay, I toil over? Or do you just really kind of just go, you know what, I'm just going to go out and play. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I just try to go out and play. I mean, it's always on your mind. You're always trying to sack the quarterback. You're always trying to do that kind of stuff. But, you know what? Once you start thinking about it and you start trying for it,
right,
then everything usually goes to crap and there's nothing you can do about it. You're not going to get it anyway. So I just try to go out there, have fun, read my keys, and play ball. And, you know, I try to be a complete player. You know, I have the stigma of being a pass rusher, but I consider myself a defensive player.
And you've shown it this year for sure.
Board. So, you know, for me, I just go out there, try to have fun, and, you know, like Amy said, hey, you know, streak had to end eventually and ended on 11, which is like her lucky number. So
nice.
What do you know? We'll start a new streak and go out there and just, you know, I think the only thing that's on my mind is that, you know, I'm 3.5 sacks away from getting 100 sacks.
Right.
And that's something in my career that I've always thought of, you know.
Bucket list.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a bucket list thing when you get in the league. Maybe one day I'll be one of those guys that could have a chance to do that. And, you know, I'm knocking on the door. So I'd like to hammer that out, you know, this year if I can get that done. Hey, if not, then there's obviously something else planned, and we'll worry about that then.
Hey, so now we were talking about this going into this first segment, coming into the second segment, things that you are thankful for, of course. Now, do you do this around the table when you're with the family and stuff like that? That's not
nope.
Okay, good, because that's kind of corny. I mean, it's sweet.
Now, I heard I have a buddy that does that, and some of the things that come out of like crazy, you know, family members' mouths
it's kind of fun.
Are hilarious. But no, my family have never really been doing that. For me, it's about eating.
Yeah.
Eating.
The banquet pants, then, put them on,
sleeping.
Let's go.
Yeah. And the problem is, like, so much good food at my house gets made, you know, that I can't, and I'm not the guy that I'm not going to, like, just eat a few and then come back and sample the other. I have to have one of everything at least the first time around.
Right.
And then I eat so much that it ruins the rest of my day. But, you know, when I was younger, it used to be wake up, my old man would cook, right?
Yeah.
So we'd wake up, start snacking, obviously, have a little breakfast, go feed some horses, come back in, you know, start eating breakfast, you know, kind of cooking, snacking, sleep, watch a little football, sleep, you know, snack some more, sleep, eat, you know, eat dinner, sleep, get right. up. You know, the whole, you yeah. see the cycle, right?
Right, right, right.
So when you become an adult, and kids, don't rush to become an adult, because this is the part that sucks, is I'm not thankful for this.
Oh.
Now that, like, when we have Thanksgiving at my house,
yeah.
I can't sleep because I have to entertain people. And we have friends and family over, and I'm like, shut up. Tell your kids to shut up. I want to sleep. Like, this is my holiday, too.
Right, right, right.
I want to eat.
I'm racing to the couch, and I'm going to lay down.
I want to eat, and then I want to sleep, and maybe watch a little TV, then I want to eat and sleep some more.
Right.
But you can't do it. And so I sit there, now I got a full belly, and I'm missing the whole point of getting a full belly so I can go to sleep. So it's, I mean, I'm actually looking forward to this. Or tomorrow, because I don't have anybody entertained. So,
oh, nice. Yeah, that's right.
Sleep.
Hey, our scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official apparel partner of the Minnesota Vikings. And we were talking about this, things that you're thankful for. I mean, what's you obviously just gave us a thing you're not thankful for as growing up.
You know what? I'm going to go out and state the obvious. I am thankful for my family, my beautiful wife, and my beautiful new daughter. That's the most thing I'm thankful for.
Absolutely. That's very cool, man.
Now, I'm also thankful for whoever came up with butter.
Butter.
Because butter is awesome.
It's really good. Could you just do a stick? Could you just, like, that commercial, that lady just sits there and devours that
thing? No, I couldn't do that. But, yeah. I mean, butter's pretty bomb.
On anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I had a warm, like, croissant with some butter dipped in gravy. Gravy's pretty awesome, too.
It's the little things, yeah.
Mashed potatoes. Thank you, pilgrims. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Hey, I got something for you here, actually, on that. Because, you know, you think about that. You've already talked about, you know, Thanksgiving and how it's all about eating and sleeping and wearing the banquet pants and maybe going over to the maternity shop and buying some pants with the panels on the front so that way you can get through it all. I actually have some foods for Thanksgiving that are sexy.
Oh, yeah. Sexy Thanksgiving food.
They'll get you in the mood, okay? Pumpkin pie.
I freaking love pumpkin pie.
And I'll tell you why you do.
I didn't even know it till this year.
Really?
Yeah, I'm always afraid to try because, like, the textures, I'm super weird like that. Bomb.
Yeah. Well, just the aroma alone increases the blood flow for a man and gets him all
excited.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing that. I go to sleep usually after. Maybe it does.
But they say eating pumpkin pie has more of a chemical reaction to that as well. So that already gets you, you know, in the mood. Sweet potatoes, by the way.
Bomb. Love sweet potatoes.
Yeah. If consumed in large amounts, is said to increase the female sex drive. So it's like high in potassium, apparently.
I'm not, honestly, I got to say no because, you know, there's not a whole lot of that that usually goes on around Thanksgiving.
This is science. Don't poo-poo.
And we eat a lot of pumpkin pie and a lot of sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
But you can't think about that if you're stuffed. And who, and whatever people eating sexy foods aren't stuffing themselves on Thanksgiving, you're not American, so kick rocks, dude.
Yeah.
Okay? This is America. We do everything overboard. We overeat on Thanksgiving, and we're not saving ourselves so we can go make whoopee later.
Well, the thing is, if Grandpa falls asleep right away, maybe you can sneak one in. That's that's top-notch on Thanksgiving. And, of course, they say chocolate and red wine as well. You know, it just makes sense in that.
Well, I mean, I guess the chocolate, I don't know if it gives you a little hyper, but, again, a little red wine, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Have you ever bagpiped before? Bagpiping?
No.
Where you take a box of wine and you take the bladder out of the box and then you put it up underneath your arm and then you take the spigot and you, like this, and then you squeeze?
No, no. We try to keep it classy at my house. You know? Growing up, it was strictly Carlo Rossi and canned beer, okay? Classy. Who's this guy? We are classy folks.
Don't even pretend, because you know in the off season you're going to be sitting around.
My grandpa,
and you're going to be down in Arizona, and you're thinking to yourself,
no.
I'm going to go bagpiping tonight.
No. Like, but honestly, though, my grandpa, he's the greatest. I can always remember when I was little, he would come over, and it's like, you know, Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas, they would always be at our house.
Yeah.
And, you know, my folks would go out and buy some wine, nice wine for the family, and, you know, they have the adult table and the kids' table. And my grandpa would always be carrying around this jug of Carlo Rossi. So growing up,
right,
I always assumed Carlo Rossi was, like, must have been super delicious, high-end
fancy
wine.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, super fine. My grandpa doesn't leave home without
comes
it.
Comes with a finger hole and
yeah,
everything.
You know,
yeah,
and I'm like, this is awesome. Then I got to college, and I realized, well, it's awesome, but this is not high-priced Carlo Rossi. I'm like, gee, many crickets. I got fooled.
Hey, I got to ask you about this because, you know, we've talked to you a bunch of times, and we know that this year, especially in the last couple of years, you've really found your faith, and you've talked about that. You're not afraid to talk about that, which I think is awesome. Tim Tebow, I asked the same question a little bit about Chad Greenway. He's, you know, obviously a polarizing guy. Lots of people talking about how maybe it's a little bit too much. Your thoughts on Tim Tebow, who's going to be coming up here in a couple of weeks?
Well, I think with anything you do, you can't be overboard with it. I mean, my goal is, you know, anything that I believe in, I don't try to push on others, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So, you know, with my faith and being a Christian, if I go out and I overdo it and I'm in your face about it,
right,
and I turn you off from Christianity, or if I turn you off from Christ, I've not done my job. I've kind of done the opposite.
Right.
So I think anything you do, you got to do with borders and parameters, especially stuff as religion and even, you know, what they say, never talk religion or politics, right?
Right.
You know, I'm a firm believer that if the Lord puts it on someone's heart to come talk to me, I'm there. I'm willing to talk to you. I'm willing to share what the Lord's done in my life. I'm not going to preach at you. I'm never going to, you know, tell anybody they shouldn't do anything because I'm far from perfect and I never will be. But, you know, again, I think you just have to be, if the opportunity is there to talk to someone, talk to somebody, but you don't need to throw it in people's face because all you're doing is turning people off.
He's Jared Allen. I am Us. This is Vikings Country. Back again here at the Sky Deck 6:30 on Wednesday next week right here on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.